I happen to search for abundance in a place where we find its most perfect expression, in the tropical and subtropical forests. They are exceedingly rich in everything, biodiversity, heat, insects, and infinite products that benefit humans. The good news is that we as humans can also create abundant, highly productive environments. We are talking about agroforestry production. In the Alto Beni, a subtropical area in Bolivia, agroforestry systems were established starting 25 years ago. It is the end of October, pruning season. In their agroforestry plot of 2 hectares, Asencia and Walter planted 74 tree species, including fruit and timber trees. This diversity gives rise to impressive economic benefits. On only 2 hectares, the couple creates a net income of 36,000 Bolivian pesos, or approximately $5,200. 60% of this income stems from cocoa. This type of agriculture is completely based on cooperation between species. There is no need for buying external inputs, such as fertilizers or pesticides. In contrast, conventional farming follows the dogma of cultivating in one plot only one species of plants. It is a system based on competition. We fight everything that may question the yield. In agroforestry, productivity is created starting from a healthy soil. Without biomass, soil cannot be created. So I ask myself, why burn all this biomass after clearing the plot? Evidently, the fire creates ashes that fertilize crops, but only in the short run. This rice field was not burnt after clearing. It counts on a high biodiversity right from the beginning. While the rice matures, the coffee, cocoa, and timber trees develop. Natural regeneration also produces biomass, helping to enrich soils. An abundant biological diversity has other advantages, such as offering a natural pharmacy. We depend on plants. However, we still know little about how they interact with each other and with all the other organisms in a plot. How can I learn from a single plant in a field with millions of identical plants? In agroforestry, which functions as a complex system, it is imperative to appreciate plants as our teachers. An example: this coffee suffers from thread blight, a disease caused by a fungus. The origin of the fungus is found above, in a rubber tree that has its canopy in conflict with an inga tree. The strategy was to prune the top of the inga and raise the top of the rubber tree in the hope of healing the rubber tree and thus ending the infection of the coffee. In the heart of Alto Beni in Bolivia, learning about plants is also assisted by science. Unique in the world, a comparative study of cocoa production has been carried out for 13 years. Different management systems are analyzed, including conventional monoculture, organic, and agroforestry systems. This is the SISCOM Bolivia project, or long-term systems comparison, led by a Bolivian-Swiss consortium. In the trial, cocoa production is highest in conventional monocultures and lowest in high-diversity systems, where it still reaches around 800 kilos of dry beans per hectare and year. Nevertheless, if we look at the total productivity of a plot, agroforestry systems, thanks to their diversity of products, reach yields 3 to 4 times higher than monocultures. Taking into account improvements in soil quality, biodiversity, carbon dioxide sequestration, and other ecosystem functions, the benefit is even greater. SISCOM's efforts result in lessons of international importance, but also of direct relevance to local farming families. Let's appreciate for a moment our landscapes from the height of a satellite. Bolivia is one of the world leaders in deforestation per capita. We are heading towards a point of no return, with less and less rain and water, and an agriculture in recurrent crisis. Similar processes are occurring in much of the Amazon. Agroforestry is a powerful ally in healing the environmental crisis. It can even restore productivity to degraded soils and wastelands. It is especially suitable for family farming. 61% of what Bolivia eats is produced on family farms. They are the ones providing the country with food security and sovereignty. With a net income per hectare of $2,500 per year and more, agroforestry can boost family farming. By comparison, agro-industrial production contributes only 1% to the family basket. And soybean production only achieves a net profit of about $100 per hectare per year. Raising forests instead of eliminating them has additional advantages. They feed streams and rivers and produce rainfall, which brings water even to the highlands of Bolivia, which have been hit hard by climate change. Let's cooperate with nature instead of destroying it. In Brazil, for example, agroforestry has already left the forests. Innovative companies supply the cities with agroecological products of excellent quality. Let us leave to the generations that follow us vibrant and productive landscapes. In them, a highly diversified agriculture is born, and its products nourish the health of the country. A smart investment for the future.